With Danny Kaye still overseas entertaining the GIs in Japan, the makers of Pabst Blue Ribbon continue their series of guest programs by great stars of radio. Ed Gardner in Duffy's Tavern, Eddie Cantor, and tonight, Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Bill Harris, Rochester, and Larry Stevens. Ladies and gentlemen, earlier this evening, Jack Benny, Mary Livingston, and Phil Harris went to their neighborhood theater to see Danny Kaye's latest picture, Wonder Man. And now it's just about time for them to come out. So let's go down to the theater and wait for them.
That was a wonderful picture, wasn't it, fellas?
Yeah, that Danny Kaye's a panic. He's really clever, that kid.
You said it, Phil. He had that audience in stitches.
I never heard anybody get so many laughs.
If you ask me, Danny Kaye is one of the funniest comedians in show business. Well, what's the matter with you?
Nothing, nothing.
I can't figure you out, Jackson. Every time you see another comedian getting laughs, it burns you up.
I'm not burned up.
Well, the least you could do is say you liked it.
I liked it. I liked it. We came to see the picture. We saw it. Now let's forget it.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jack. Every time you see somebody in the movies, you get mad.
I do not.
You do, too. You even got mad at Shirley Temple's husband. He was only in the newsreel.
Well, he didn't have to keep kissing her all the time. Now, let's forget it.
Oh, come on, Jackson. Snap out of it.
Phil, there's nothing to snap out of, believe me. If Danny Kaye's picture was good, I'd be the first one to say so. As a matter of fact, just last week, Mary and I went to the movies, and when we came out, I raved about it.
That was your own picture.
Oh.
And you were mad halfway through that until you put on your glasses and found out it was you.
Never mind.
Hey, Libby, are you talking about the picture Jackson made with Alexis Smith, The Horn Blows at Midnight?
Yeah.
Phil, you saw The Horn Blows at Midnight. Go ahead, tell the truth. What did you think of it?
Well, it was all right. I mean, it had some nice things in it, but then how can that picture be a success with only two people?
Two people? What do you mean? We had a big cast.
I'm talking about the audience.
Well, the fact that my picture didn't do good business wasn't my fault. It was the producer's fault. He shouldn't have put me in it. Anyway, the story of my picture was better than Wonder Man. What a plot.
Well, Jackson, I thought the plot was wonderful, and the advertisements were absolutely right. You know, the ones that said you'll be fascinated, thrilled, and interviewed.
Interviewed? That's intrigued.
Well, why didn't they spell it right?
They did.
That's what threw them.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Anyway, I still say the plot of Wonder Man was ridiculous. Imagine expecting people to believe that a man can die and his ghost can come back and talk to his twin brother. Yeah.
Well, Jack, I thought it was believable when Danny Kaye died in the picture and his ghost came back.
Well, you can believe it if you want to, but I don't.
Jack, if you're going to pick stories apart, what about your other picture, The Meanest Man in the World?
Well, at least in that picture, I didn't die.
You did the night I saw it, Bob.
Anyway, don't change the subject. We're talking about Danny Kaye. Danny Kaye with those pretty blue eyes of his.
Well, Jack, you've got blue eyes.
Well, I don't brag about it. I don't go making pictures in Technicolor. Those specialty numbers of his. Oh, brother.
What do you mean, oh, brother? I like the way he sings. A git-got-diddle and a git-got-chan, a dit-got-diddle and a dit-got-chan.
Yeah, some talent. A git-got-diddle and a git-got-chan, a dit-got-diddle and a dit-got-chan. On my program, I've got two guys that do that and sell tobacco at the same time. What a corny style. Now, what a plot. Imagine a ghost coming back. Why don't you watch where you're going? These taxi drivers think you own the whole street. I got a good mind to...
Jack, calm down for heaven's sake. Don't pick out a fight with a taxi driver.
Well, all right. Okay, driver, get going, get going.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Why don't they watch where they're driving? Come on, kid.
Hey, look, Jackson, you've been hot under the collar ever since we came out of the movies. How about going in this restaurant and having something to eat?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Okay, let's go in.
This place is crowded, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait a few minutes. Let's play the jukebox.
Hey, Mary, here's a new record I'd like to hear. It's by the Sportsman Quartet, accompanied by Dick Joy.
Okay, put in a nickel.
It's London. Your search for a better beer is ended when you call for Fat Blue Ribbon Beer. 33 fine brews blended into one great beer. 33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
Those are the best lyrics I've heard since That's What I Like About the South.
Not only the South, Jack, but North, East, and West.
Hey, it answered me. Did
yes,
you
wherever you go, Pabst Blue Ribbon always gives you that same satisfying flavor. For every delicious glass you drink is the result of careful blending. The blending of 33 fine brews into one truly great beer. That's the reason so many folks from coast to coast always order it with confidence, serve it with pride. They know wherever you go, there is no finer beer than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Blue Ribbon, Blue Ribbon, Blue Ribbon, Blue Ribbon.
Hey,
Blue Ribbon.
Stuck.
Yes, I'm stuck on Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, I see. Come on, kid, let's see if we can find a table.
Hey, wait a minute, Jackson. Here's the record I made with Larry Stevens.
Larry Stevens? Well, go ahead and play it, Phil.
Sure, okay. I see stars in your eyes when my lips make your lips to surrender. Stars in your eyes when you speak and you whisper.
Thank you.
what service. Sitting here for 5 minutes, haven't been waited on yet.
Here comes somebody now.
Yeah. Say, mister.
Yes?
Are you the waiter?
What do you think I'm going to do with these knives? Commit Harry Carey?
I always have to run into him.
Waiter, I have an egg sandwich. No butter.
Yes, ma'am. One egg sandwich saved the point.
Isn't that a cute way to order?
Very funny, very funny. He's a regular Danny Kaye.
And what's wrong with Danny Kaye?
Nothing, nothing. Just take our order. Have you got any roast beef?
Roast beef? Don't you know there's a war on?
Well, that shows how much you know. The war was over 2 months ago.
Not between you and me.
Oh. Well, I'll take an egg sandwich, too. And I want butter on mine.
Another egg. Give it a grease job.
What a character.
Say, waiter, I want a hamburger with pickles, onions, lettuce, tomato, relish, and mustard.
Yes, sir. One hamburger with a dip-dot-diddle-and-a-dip-dot-son-a-dip-dot-diddle-and-a-dip-dot-son.
How do you like that?
Hey, look, waiter, never mind the relish on my hamburger.
Okay. Hold the dip-dot-diddle.
What do you want to drink, kid? Waiter, I'll have a glass of beer.
What type?
P-A-B-S-T. P-A-B-S-T. Hey, that's good, isn't it?
Yes, sir, that's my favorite beer. It's so brown, so good, so fully foamed.
Yeah, and it's so free and easy on the draw.
Mary, we're thinking about draft beer.
Say, waiter, bring me 5 bottles of that Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
5 bottles all at once?
Yes, I don't like them intermission.
Well, Danny Kaye's picture could have used a few. Boy, did I get tired of sitting there.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. Let's not go through that again. Everybody but you thinks Danny Kaye is wonderful.
Mary, it isn't that I dislike Danny. What I'm complaining about is that fantastic plot. Imagine a ghost coming back to this world.
Well, you were a ghost, and you came back on the horn blows at midnight.
Well, at midnight, it's possible. Now, let's not bring it up again.
All right, here we are. Here's your sandwich, miss.
Thank you.
Here's your hamburger, sir.
Thanks.
And here's your...
Oh, it tastes good.
Ouch! Can't you wait till I put it down?
Oh.
And here's the check.
I'll take it.
No, no, Jackson, I'll pay the check.
No, no, Phil, let me...
Nah, hand it to me. I'll pay the check.
No, Phil, I'll pay it.
I'll pay it.
I'll pay it.
For heaven's sake, I'll pay it. I gotta get home sometime.
No, no, you didn't have anything.
Look, boy, stop arguing. I'll pay for it.
Don't be silly, Mary. It's up to me or Phil. You pay for the movie. Here you are, waiter. Keep the change.
Oh, boy, a dime. Now my wife can have another baby.
Go away, will you? Well, come on, kid.
Well, I think I'll go home, Jackson.
Me too.
All right, kids. I'll see you tomorrow.
Phil, you go right by my house, don't you?
Yeah, come on, Libby. I'll drive you. So long, Jackson.
Bye, Jack.
Goodbye. Well, I might as well go home, too, I guess.
Thank you.
here was a long walk. But I did pretty good. 12 blocks, and I stepped on every crack. Oh, darn it, I forgot my key. Rochester, open the door.
Coming, boss. I'll have to hang up now, honey. Goodbye, honey. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Rochester, open the door.
Yes, Mr. Bailey. Sorry, boss, I was busy on the phone.
I heard you. Who are you talking to?
The milkman.
The milkman, Rochester, do you expect me to believe you were blowing kisses to the milkman?
Boss, why do you think we've been getting half and half lately?
Oh, I see. Gosh, I'm tired. I walked all the way home from the movies.
Couldn't get a bus?
It wasn't that. After watching Danny Kaye for 2 hours, I thought a walk would do me good.
How was the picture, boss?
I was never so disappointed in my life. The story was so unbelievable. Who believes in ghosts?
Who believes in witch?
Ghosts. You don't believe in ghosts, do you?
Not exactly, but when I shake hands with somebody and say, give me a little skin, I want to feel it.
Rochester, that's not what I'm talking about. You're not afraid of ghosts, are you?
I'm afraid of anything that's overdrawn at the blood bank.
Oh, that's being childish.
Maybe, boss, but that's how I feel. Well, if you don't need me anymore, I think I'll go to bed.
Go ahead, Rochester. I'm going to the library and read for a while. Any cigarettes in there?
Yeah, lucky strikes all over the place.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Hello, Polly.
Hello.
Now, let's see. What books have I got here? From Log Cabin to President. From Newsboy to President. From Haberdasher to President. They're making it tougher all the time. Here's one, The Life of Madame Curie, property of Los Angeles Public Library. I'll have to put a cover on that. What's this one? Old Ghost Tales. Silly. Let's see what it says. Foreword. For those who do not believe in ghosts, this book is respectfully dedicated in the hope that the authenticated evidence contained within these pages will dispel all doubts on the subject.
On the subject, on the subject. Quiet, quiet, quiet.
Quiet, Polly. As the last dying gas leaves the body, the spirit is released into the cosmic atmosphere. This ectoplasm, when returning to its terrestrial habitat, often takes the form of an apparition clothed in white. Rochester!
I'm just changing the bed, Chief.
Well, you don't have to wear it. Now go to bed.
Okay. Good night, boss.
Good night. It was in 1887, on the night of January 4th, in the old McPherson mansion, when the secret of the returning squire first came to... Oh, I don't know why I'm reading this anyway. There's no such a thing as a ghost.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, Lenny.
Well, I know that I... What? Who am I talking to? Who are you?
I'm you.
Me?
Yes, I'm your ghost. The ghost of Jack Benny.
But I'm not dead yet.
That's all right. I can wait.
You can what? Why? Oh, what's the matter with me? First thing I know, I'll be talking to myself. Certainly right for even reading about. But then, let's see. I wonder if there is anything to this story. The McPherson mansion had been vacant for 15 years. And suddenly one night a light appeared in the attic. That was the beginning of the first... Who's that?
Hello, Jackson.
Who are you?
I'm the ghost of Diamond Jim Brady.
Diamond Jim Brady?
Yes, Jackson. I made something out of life. I ate well and drank well. I was surrounded by beautiful women. Nightclubs and cabarets threw open their doors to me because I always picked up every tech in the house. I had fun.
Is that fun?
You don't understand that, do you, Jackson?
Well, let me tell you something, Jim Brady. If you didn't stuff yourself with that rich food, you might be alive today like I am.
I'd rather be a ghost like I am. Get wise to yourself, Jackson. Money is made to spend, so spend it. Spend, spend, spend.
Say, maybe he's right. Maybe I ought to... Oh, no, I don't want to start inflation. But then, say, what's the matter with me anyway? I don't believe in ghosts. This is all in my mind or something. I had to go and see that. I think I'll go upstairs. Wait a minute. That sounds like music in the distance. Violin music.
That's the right way to think. That's what it is. Beautiful violin music.
Well, who are you?
I am the ghost of Antonio Stradivarius.
Stradivarius? The greatest violin maker that ever lived.
Yes, sir. All of my life I work. I live. I die just to make the violin a beautiful instrument. For 85 years I put in my heart and a soul in it. And in a 5 minutes, do you break?
But Antonio...
I'm begging you. I'm pleading with you. Give up on the violin.
But Tony...
In the name of a violin, in the name of every musician, I beg you, don't play the violin. I'm so tired of it turning over in my grave. Please, please, please. Please don't play no more.
Look out. Look out, Mr. Stradivarius. You can't get through that door. It's locked. Gee. You went through it anyway. Gee. I know I'm not a Chris Kreiser or a Heifer, but I'm not a Spike Jones either. This serves me right for going to see Danny Kaye's picture. Tell me all about that. I'm going to forget and forget and forget. What's that? It's my nerves or my imagination. It sounds like men marching. Wait a minute. Who are you? Adolf Hitler. Then you are dead.
Ah, and I'm lucky I'm dead. If I was alive today, they'd kill me. Hey, Betty, you must be Germany.
Ah. Yeah. I was in Germany, Adolf, only a couple of months ago. I was in Nuremberg, Frankfurt, Munich, Stuttgart.
You were in Berlin, too?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in Berlin, too.
Tell you, it's a pretty hot
town
for me,
yeah. Not as hot as where you are, Adolf. How do you like it down there?
Not so good. Tell me, what does Berlin look like now?
You ought to see it, Adolf. Remember how nice the Chancellery looked? The Adlon Hotel and the Kaiser Hall?
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing left of it. Remember how beautiful Unter den Linden was?
Yeah, Unter den Linden.
Well, now it's 6 feet Unter. Adolf, and Wilhelmstrasse, and the Scala Opera House, and all the other beautiful buildings and streets. There's nothing left of them now. It's just, Adolf, it's rubble. All rubble. But there's one thing we owe you, Hitler. Because of greed and tolerance and lust for power go hand in hand. They all lead to destruction. Go ahead, don't bother me, I'm reading. Who ever saw a ghost with a mustache, anyway? Let's see, where was I? The McPherson Mansion. I wonder what he meant by rootin' scootin' scootin'. The McPherson Mansion had been vacant for 15 years when suddenly one night a light appeared in the office.
Hey, boss, is everything all right?
Yes, Rochester. I think I'll go to bed now.
You had me scared there for a minute. I thought there was a ghost in the house. Oh, sorry, boss. I know you don't believe in ghosts.
Of course not. Good night, Rochester.
Good night.
Hey, wait a minute. Walk up to my room with me, will you? Good night, Polly.
Good night.
Bye, bye, bye.
In just a minute, Jack Benny will be back. Meanwhile, Phil Harris and the Sportsman will give us that new hit song of the year.
It's Monday, Monday, what's your search for a better beer revender? When you call for Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, 33 fine brews, blended into one great beer. 33 fine brews,
blended into one great beer. Yes, Pabst Blue Ribbon is the blended beer. Full flavor blended from never less than 33 fine brews. This full flavor blending is the only way in the world to obtain that distinctive tang and sparkle, that day in, day out uniformity that folks everywhere find in Pabst Blue Ribbon. So order it with confidence, serve it with pride. No matter where you go, there is no finer beer than Pabst Blue Ribbon. And now, here's Jack Benny.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of my entire cast and myself, I just want to say it's been a lot of fun pinch-hitting for Danny Kaye tonight. Hope Danny was listening over in Tokyo. We'll be seeing you on our own Lucky Strike program next Sunday over another network. Good night, everybody.
You'll be listening to Jack Benny and all the gang pinch-hitting for Danny Kaye, presented by Pat Blue Ribbon. Next week, with Danny Kaye still overseas entertaining the GI, Pat will bring you Ed Gardner at Duffy's Tavern, and the following week, you'll hear Eddie Cantor. In the meantime, Danny Kaye says, keep listening, I'll be back in 2 weeks. This program is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Peoria, Illinois. This is Dick Joy speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.